Hey guys, welcome back to Think Tank. Hannah here with Jacob Tobia.
Hiya.
Who is a gender non-conforming author, activist, producer. You do it all. And I'm so excited to have them here for Pride Month and to talk about some of the conversations that are happening right here.
Uh-huh.
So the first one is the acronym. It can be really confusing for a lot of people. And so today we're going to break it down. LGBTQIA+. Okay, walk me through it.
You want me to just go?
Yeah.
All right. L stands for lesbian.
Okay.
That generally means that you are female or identify as a woman and are into other people who are female or identify as women. Although some people mess with those boundaries a little bit, which there's an asterisk that is applied to all of these terms.
Okay.
Because everyone sort of defines them for themselves. So like, you know, there's a flexibility to all of them. So
love it.
So this is sort of a technical definition, but it gets, you know, it's not necessarily rigid for everyone. Anyway, G stands for gay, which mean it generally.
I feel like we should be doing this like a pep rally.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me a G.
G. Yeah, that G is gay, which generally means you're a man and you enjoy other people who are male or identify as men. But again, that there's some flexibility there. And historically, the term gay was used as an umbrella term back in like the 1970s, like during the gay liberation movement. Everybody was gay back then.
So a woman that I know who loves other women still uses that term gay.
Gay, yeah. Yes, totally. So like gay is one of those terms that's kind of owned a little bit by everybody who is same-sex attracted. Everyone kind of gets to use gay, like, you know, like if someone's like, I'm a gay woman or I'm a gay trans person, you just like kind of like to be encouraging. Yeah, go you.
Like a rectangle's a square, but a square's not a rectangle, huh?
Sort of, yeah. B stands for bisexual.
Okay.
So people who are into folks who are, you know, two sexes or more than two gender identities, the really expansive sexuality that is in, you know, that comes in all sorts of gender stripes and delicious flavors. Then you have T, which stands for transgender, which is an umbrella term describing anyone who doesn't identify as the sex that they were assigned at birth or doesn't identify with the gender that correlates, quote unquote, with the sex that they were assigned at birth. Then you get Q, which can stand for queer or questioning. It kind of stands for both. And queer is this umbrella term that's sort of deliberately ambiguous. It's kind of like, yeah, my sexuality is just kind of queer. It's sort of undefined and you have to get to know me better to understand it. I stands for intersex, which are people who are born with sort of, there's a bunch of different intersex variations, right? It means that your body doesn't fit conveniently within the sort of male or female medical binary. And there's still huge medical concerns around like how intersex young people are treated.
And especially like how medical professionals.
Yes.
Decide at birth?
Like, yeah. That's like a whole other story. Then there's an A, which stands for asexual, or you can also add demisexual into that, because it's not just about who you're attracted to, but also the amount of sexuality or the emotional attraction prior to the sexual attraction. You know, some people find themselves to be really sexual people. Some people find themselves not to be very sexual people. Some people find themselves to be really romantic people. Some people find themselves to be not be very, really romantic people. And we're all on that sort of spectrum too, which is a delicious way of giving you more agency to date people how you like to hook up with them or not. And then the other A stands for ally, which is, you know, a term for anyone who supports the community and doesn't necessarily identify as LGBTQIA. But see, sometimes I even have trouble with it. I'm like, did I get all the letters? So A stands for an ally who is super in support and loving towards everybody. And obviously there are identities that aren't even represented in that acronym too. You know, there's like gender fluid, there's gender queer, there's non-binary, you know, there's a bunch of different words that aren't even represented in that. So that's the plus. But I think it's great that we have a lot of letters so that we cover lots more shades of the rainbow.
And another constant question, is it he or she or they or, in fact, they is? I think I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, that really depends on who you're talking about, because everyone has their own identity. So for some, he would be an insult, whether they may appear male or not. So really ask them. And you know, many from the community will actually introduce themselves saying like, hi, I'm Sylvia, and my pronouns are they, them. So you know that it makes it clear for everyone, right?
Yes, but if you don't know...
Well, the safe way is to go with they, but the cool people will not assume anything. Because if you're cool about the whole thing, you just ask and open up the conversation. And no, it's not they is, because that just sounds off. And, you know, we are totally done with others making us feel off. We're like, give us the normal version, the verb that goes with they, you know, just like everyone else has.
Okay, you can totally have the R. I love it too. So real quick, just a little breakdown, which I think is really important. I think a lot of people get confused about this, and we'll cover this in the future together. But the entire acronym encompasses gender, it encompasses sexuality, it also encompasses like physical sex. I think people can get confused and conflate all of those issues. So it's important to remember that it does encompass all those different things. And it's important to familiarize yourself with the different letters and what they mean to different people.